10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome back. Got rain and 45 degrees. Our Friday talk around continues here. April 29th edition, and this is something I'm kind of hoping to make a regular feature, maybe once or twice a month. We got to talk with our legislators, our state legislators, and kind of kick us off here. Senator Jason Heitkamp in this morning. Jason, good morning.
Yeah, and thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. And we're here to talk about things going on in the legislature, projects that you're working on, and just kind of your vision for North Dakota. That's kind of what we're doing here this morning.
Yeah, no, and I'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. There's a lot of things going on across the state, whether it's out in the west or in the northeast or even right here.
Well, Jason, bring us up to speed here. What are some of the key topics going on out in Bismarck?
Well, some of the key topics. I'm actually on an interim committee right now for human services and for water topics. My normal committees were the judiciary and the political subdivisions. I wanted to try human services to see what that would be like because it's a very large budget. There's a lot of people in there that are very high, powerful people, and they spend a lot of your money, and you want to know where it's going to, if it's actually benefiting people.
Right.
Out of our last budget, which went from $13 billion last, you know, biennium, to this one, which we spent over $17 billion. Over $4.2 billion goes to human services.
Okay.
And so it's a huge budget. And I don't think a lot of people track what's going on there or even, you know, if it's doing good for people.
You seem to me to be very curious, a curious individual. And things come up and you're going to look at it, aren't you? You're going to turn things over. It's like, I got to find out what this is all about.
Well, I mean, I don't want to tell you anything strange, but I got in a lot of trouble in my first legislative session because I didn't sit in the corner and wait for people to tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. I actually came with six bills and one resolution ready to go. And we had a freshman class of five people in the Senate. And very few of those people even sponsored a bill, much less co-sponsored a bill. And so when I came there, I knew what my priorities were to help the people in North Dakota. A lot of people don't realize you take an oath to the United States Constitution and to the North Dakota Constitution. So it's not just about your district. You know, if people aren't getting served by their legislators, they will call you up and ask you, just like when I was county commissioner. We didn't have a specific area at county commission. So if somebody didn't feel that they were being represented by the person that lived by them, then mm-hmm. they would call you up and they would ask you for help. And I've never been afraid to jump in and just go for it.
Jason, when did you first decide that this is the path you wanted to follow, this public service path?
You know, I was injured back in 1989 in a farm accident, and kind of as I was recovering from that, because I wasn't smart enough to just recover. I actually got broke again before I got recovered, and so I had some extra time. But I started getting involved at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a lot of fun.
Right.
It's been a lot of fun.
Right. So would you say that what you've experienced in Bismarck, just you yourself, has been fairly productive? I mean, is it easy to kind of move things forward?
I know a lot of people, and I always have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In fact, some people give me their cell phone number, and they don't expect me to use it, but I do.
Right.
I like I said, knowing people and knowing the system, I was able to go out there. I'll give you an example. I'm not trying to throw names out, but there's a senator from the Minot area, Randy Burkhardt. He was very impressed. He was my chairman for political subs. He was very impressed that I got around as much as I did and knew how to do things and get things accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that was awesome. We had some of the toughest bills come through political subs this year. One of them was the mask mandate. And what that bill did was it took the power away from the governor and the state health officer and put it into local hands like Steve Dale, your mayor here,
mm-hmm.
or your county commission, which I think is a better thing because if they put on a mask mandate and you don't like it, then you know where they live
mm-hmm.
and you know where their meetings are. You don't have to drive 3.5 hours to go out and talk to them. You
right.
can just be local. And so I had COVID and pneumonia at the time. I was actually operating from the apartment I was living in with my daughter. And there were seven senators on the political subs group that day. And we had hundreds of people coming in to testify. It was really something. And when we got down to it, we had to vote whether we were going to say do pass or don't pass on this bill. And so I was the only one in that group that voted to pass the bill and take the power away from the governor and the state health officer on being able to put mask mandates on.
Did you see that as being easier to regulate if it was done more of on a local level?
Well, I think that that's where it should be, because when this whole thing happened with COVID and the governor put on the mandates that he did, there wasn't one place in the state that you could go to where you weren't mandated, no matter if there were people sick there or not. And mm-hmm. I mean, if I had a camper and I could go to the northwest corner of the state and camp for 6 months while everyone else was suffering with COVID, I would have done that.
Right.
But there wasn't one place that you could go to in the state where you could be free. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to say anything strange here, because if people want to wear a mask, that's fine. If people want to get a COVID shot, that's fine. But in this country, we've always been free. And there was no place, there wasn't one spot, you know, one parking spot in North Dakota where you could go to be free.
Mm-hmm.
And just to tell you about that mask mandate deal, you know, I was the only one that voted to say do pass. The other ones voted do not pass. Afterwards, I think they forgot that the tape recorder was on, the video recorder was on. They were debating on who was going to take this bill to the floor, and nobody wanted to take it to the floor because they knew that if they did, they would probably not have their jobs after the next legislative after the next election. And so that bill went to the floor where it passed. It had passed the House. The governor vetoed it. We ended up overriding his veto on that bill. I mean, if you've never been there to experience overriding a veto, it was probably one of the most awesome thing ever. And I can only imagine what happened if that bill would have come out 6-0 do not pass, mm-hmm. or 7-0 do not pass. There was the one crazy guy in the group, and that is the way that happened. And that's how powerful it can be.
Were you surprised at all with this mask mandate, how divisive it had gotten politically, and what kind of a hot potato it was politically?
Well, I mean, just so you know, it's not gone yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gone. It's coming back. There are cities that are putting the mask mandate back on again. Although, like with children and stuff like that, there's really no purpose in doing that.
Right.
Like I said, I don't want to get too far out in the weeds today. But it's not going away. And I do know how divisive it was. The balconies were full in there. One thing people don't understand about this legislative session was there were no busloads of kids coming out there. There were no visitors out there. I mean, I had a girlfriend at the time. She was very mad that she couldn't come out to the legislative session. But you couldn't do that because we were there to work. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to spread COVID.
Right.
We didn't know how easy it was to spread COVID. We were just there to work every day and get things done. So when we got to this mask mandate vote, the balconies were full, the phones were ringing, the emails were flying. I only had one other bill that was more email friendly, I'll call it, and that was the one where we were talking about the transgender bill.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the stuff that you're working on now. What would you say, and maybe this is a big question, is kind of like your pet project. What's number one on your list right now?
Well, number one, and one of the reasons I wanted to get out into the legislature was property taxes. The state constitution, and you can look at it, there's two different sections in there. One of the sections says that the state shall provide education. When our state was formed, the federal government gave us land, resources, everything in order to run our schools. In fact, when you get a speeding ticket out there, that money goes to the state land trust.
Mm-hmm.
And so a few years back, they put in century code that there was a mill levy for schools. And you know how things go over history. People forget what history was or how things worked. And now we have this feeling that we have to use this mill levy to operate our schools.
Right.
When in fact the Constitution says that the state shall provide education. Now when you go to secondary education, which is like the State College of Science here, State School of Science here, they actually have a mandate where the state shall provide education, but you can use tuition to help offset the cost. Well, when they provide the education at the college level, they actually provide buildings and maintenance, all right? That's the one thing that I want to get in the high school level is that the state provides the buildings and the maintenance, and that the school boards take care of the hiring and firing and setting the curriculum, mm-hmm. which is their job.
Right.
And then, you know, like I said, if they get a roof leak or something like that, instead of the superintendent trying to fix a roof leak at the school, he just calls into the state, tells them there's a roof leak in the gym. They give him a PO number. The contractor comes, fixes the roof leak, and he continues to work towards his job, which is educating your kids.
Right.
You know, and I ask people, what would you rather have, the superintendent educating your kids or trying to fix a roof leak?
That's a good question.
You know,
right.
Because and that's the way it should be, because it also says in the Constitution for the state of North Dakota that you can't use property tax to pay what the state is supposed to be paying for.
Sure.
So basically, they've taken property taxes and made a school mill levy, which operates the schools, and they put it in the Century Code. Okay. Now, all I had to do was go out there and just remove anything that said school and mill levy out of Century Code. And that's all you have to do.
Right.
And I tell you what, I made some headway this time, and I'm hoping that we can get it done in the next legislative session, because that would reduce. Now, say you live in an apartment, okay? And I don't want to talk bad about free information, but, you know, sometimes people listen to Dave Ramsey. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget one day when Dave Ramsey said, if you want to get away from property taxes, sell your house and rent an apartment. Well, how do you get away from property taxes in an apartment? The guy who owns the building pays property taxes. That's part of your rent.
Right, reflected in your rent, sure.
Right, so whether you own a building, rent a building, own a house, rent a house, you're paying property taxes. And 45 to 55% reduction in your property taxes would be a big thing for everybody in the state.
Right.
Yeah. So that's my biggest thing that I want to work on.
That is your project.
Yep, and it's always been.
Jason, thanks so much for stopping in. We're kind of up against the clock here, but let's promise me you'll stop back next month. We can continue this.
Oh, I will.
And we can get something set up, and we can talk more about this, okay?
Yep, we'll talk to you later.
Senator Jason Heitkamp, talking with the legislators. We will make this a regular feature here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450. KBMW, it's 922. Good morning.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-45